Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chants on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Get your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Dallas Cox and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome to our Locker Room Chats, our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined by Dallas Cox, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, actually three games since we talked last. You played in the tournament there at Sterling, a couple hard-fought games that you fall on the short end of with Hugoton. Had them down by 14 in the first half and a chance there in that game, but they made a nice run there late to win it 64-60. And then you fall 53-51 in overtime to Southeast to Saline, a team that you're very familiar with. I know you probably didn't want to see Southeast again. It'll be the third time when you see them in February. But what are your thoughts overall the way the girls finished the tournament there in Sterling?
Well, overall, it was really a good tournament for us as far as working and improving and getting better. And so I really felt like after the tournament, when we got done, that we were a better team than we went into the tournament. And I think anytime you can do that is a plus. And so I think it's just going to be a springboard for us for the rest of the year.
Second Heart on Tuesday, you win 84-31, led 57-14 at halftime. Sydney Johnson with 18, Remy had 17, Elena 16, and Courtney Huber had 10. We were kind of talking this morning on the Sports Ticket. How weird is it to see Sacred Heart down like that? And you know, what are some of the things that you liked about the way the team played?
Well, I think they're, you know, they have some basketball players. I just really felt like coming off the tournament, maybe we had something to prove to ourselves. And to feel good about ourselves. So I just really felt like we came out, took care of business, took care of the ball, really played well in transition. We hit some outside shots. We made our free throws, all those things that when you do them right, you know, you look pretty good and you feel pretty good about yourselves. And so I really thought we did a nice job of just coming out and taking care of business.
Republic County coming up on Friday, or that's Tuesday, I guess, for your team, your next game. You'll have Friday off, but Republic County is 8-5 this year, and you went up to their place and won by 6 earlier this season. I know both teams are probably a lot different now. That was early in the season. What are your thoughts on the Buffs the second time around?
Well, Coach Sheets always does a really good job with the girls that he has, and so I know it's going to be a real challenge again. Like you said, I think the teams are different than they were from the first time we played, and I think we're a lot better, and I expect our girls to come out and do what they need to do to be successful.
Dallas Cox, head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and good luck next week at Republic County or against Republic County.
All right, thank you.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
We're Willow Spring Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined by Ryan Eiler, head coach of the Beloit boys basketball team. Ryan, your team taking on a couple very good teams, finishing out that Sterling tournament since we last talked, and then had Sacred Heart, another good team there on Tuesday night. Going back to the Sterling Invitational, you finished in third place with a win over Sterling in that third place game, 54-53, after a hard-fought loss to Hugoton the night before. How do you feel about the way the kids finished that tournament?
I was pleased the way last week went. We knew it was going to be difficult getting on the front side of the bracket, and just the quality of teams that were there. And Hugoton's a good team, and I felt like, you know, we played – gave ourselves a chance to win. We just weren't able to make plays down the stretch to get the win. But I thought we responded well against Sterling, came out and kind of got a lead on them, and they started getting some shots to fall in the second half, and were able to tie the game up, but our kids responded really well and able to get away with a good win there. And then we play, you know, Sacred Heart last night. We knew going in to Sterling and Sacred Heart right afterwards that we were going to have a stretch of games that were going to be extremely difficult. And, you know, we gave ourselves a chance last night. I mean, we were kind of there at halftime. We just had a third quarter where we weren't able to score the ball. Defensively, I thought we did what we needed to do to get the win. But offensively, we just weren't able to score enough to keep up with them. But, you know, overall, I've seen a lot of good things out of a lot of different kids and you know, kind of you're trying to piece things together to make sure that you're playing your best basketball late. And last night, especially, Brendan Mason played an extremely good game and just really gave us an inside presence that we've needed. And, you know, the Sterling tournament, you had Hunter Butke and Colson Reams make the all-tournament team and play really well. And so, you know, we're finding some things, and we've got some other kids that, you know, we need to get in rhythm and make sure that we're all, you know, on the same page as we get to the end of the year and look forward to postseason.
So, again, a tough loss there to Sacred Heart, but you'll bounce back and have Republic County coming up next Tuesday. You have Friday off. Republic County, a team that you played earlier this season, you went out to their place and won by 9. I know that both teams probably look a little bit different as you get this far deep into the season. What are your thoughts on the Buffs coming up next Tuesday?
Well, you know, we're hitting the second round of our league games, and Republic County was one that we played before Christmas, and a lot of things have changed since then, but, you know, it was a tight game there. They shot the ball. It shot the three extremely well, and so we're going to have to come out and guard the perimeter and, you know, see if we've made progress. Anytime that you play a team the second time, you know, you kind of want to see what you did the first time, but see, you know, if you've made improvements since the first game.
Ryan Eller, head coach of the Beloit Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck against Republic County on Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
And fans can hear that game on Katy Country 94 and also watch it online and video stream at ncksports.com Tuesday night against the Republic County Buffaloes. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Our Wednesday locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach, and girls are pretty competitive in these last two games, going 1-1. You pick up a win over Chase, 45-29, at the consolation game there at Tescott there on Friday. 13 points for Jessica Engler in that game, and you get the win. And then a hard-fought 52-39 loss on the road at Wilson on Tuesday night, as Olivia led the way with 14 in that game for your team. Just kind of over these last two games, what are some of the things that have stood out for your team in a win and a loss?
Well, looking back at that Chase game, I mean, that was probably one of our best shooting percentage we've had all year. We shot the ball well. You know, we got out early and we looked to push the ball down the floor. You know, got on a 12-2 run there after one. And the biggest thing with that was, you know, we played good defense out front. We got some steals and we were, you know, able to capitalize on that and get some transition baskets. Executed the offense well in the first half, and out rebounded them both offensively and defensively, about 3-1. So
I mean, looking back at that game, you know, we went in halftime 25-8 with a, you know, real comfortable lead. So, I kind of wanted to come out after halftime work on some more of our half-court game, and they turned the pressure up on us, and we struggled to score, you know, under pressure at times. But the girls kept fighting, and we got some baskets at the late in the second half to come out of that with a win.
Looking at Wilson, what are some of the things that stood out about that game on Tuesday?
Our biggest issues last night is we came out dead just right off the get-go, you know, and can lay a big goose egg, you know, there in the first quarter and not able to score. You know, we took some good shots at times, we couldn't make them, and then it was at times, you know, halfway through first quarter, we had open looks out front and didn't look to shoot the ball, and we got the passing around the outside game and started turning the ball over six or seven times. They, you know, went down the floor and scored on us. Got down 12-0, you know, after one. It was just hard to overcome that. Looking, you know, through the second, third, fourth quarters, you know, if we could eliminate that one, you know, and just take the scale into the game, you know, we only got beat 1 point in three quarters. But that's kind of been the story, you know, for the last couple of years with this girls basketball. It's just we struggle at putting a solid four-quarter game together. You know, we're real good playing two, three quarters, and we struggle in one. So that was the biggest deal last night.
Coming up on Friday, you get Lakeside. You're 0-2 against them this year. They beat you by 16 at the preseason tournament, 19 in the play-in game of the Northern Plains League tournament. What do you have to do differently here? Just some quick thoughts about that here against Lakeside this third time around.
Well, we're going to have to turn up our defense against them. I mean, they got two or three girls that shoot the ball real well. They are quick and aggressive. So, I mean, these next couple practices to prepare for Lakeside Friday, we have got to work on our defense, pressure on the ball, and, you know, just in rotation and help side defense so we can at least make a game out of this with these Downs girls Friday night.
Tracy Holloway, head coach of the Osmond Lady Bulldogs here in our locker room. Chats, Coach, we thank you again for the time and good luck against Lakeside on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katie Kenser 94. We're joined by Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, your team back on the winning track since we last talked as you finished out the Northern Plains League tournament with a third-place finish for the second straight year. You went over Pike Valley 44-30 on Friday, and then you bounced back with a 51-45 win on the road at Wilson on Tuesday night. Over these last two games, what are some of the things that you've seen from your team that you like bouncing back with a couple wins?
Defensively, I think we've been really good where we need to be. Just, you know, offensively, we look good for a quarter or quarter and a half, and then just, you know, do some dumb things, just little things. Don't catch the ball. It just seems like it's in, you know, one thing leads to another, and we've had four or five empty possessions where we, you know, don't even get a shot or we miss point-blank shots. But outside of the offense, I think, you know, we've been better anyway. Mm-hmm. Improving, and I guess that's all we can ask, get better each game and take it one game at a time. So,
couple wins again there. You get set to take on Lakeside now. This will be the third time you play the Knights. You beat them in the preseason tournament. They gave you everything you wanted there, and then you made a run in the fourth quarter to win by 21. You really kind of controlled the game, the play-in game of the Northern Plains League tournament. You won by 26. What do you have to do here this third time to make sure you pick up another win against the Knights?
Yeah, we have to disrupt them, you know, through our defense. And, if we can make them start their offense at half court, you know, that's always tough to get a good shot then. So that's going to be the key for us. We can pressure them out and push them out away from the goal. And if we can do that, we should have a chance. So,
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here on our Locker Room Chats. Thank you for the time, Coach, and best of luck against Lakeside on Friday night.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
And fans can hear the game on Katy Country 94, girls pregame at 5:50 and tip-off at 6 o'clock Friday night from Osborne.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We continue with our Locker Room Chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burghardt. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, joined now by head coach Nick Lynn, Smith Center Lady Red Basketball. Coach, had a couple games, finished out the Mid-Continent League tournament since we talked last. You followed the Norton there in the fifth place game, 47-35, but a nice bounce back over Ellenwood on Tuesday, 54-33 when you get back into regular season play. Just overall in these last couple of games, what have been your thoughts on the way the team's played and going in here with these games?
Well, you know, the kids are working hard in practice, and we hope that some of that carries forward into our games that we've been having. But against Norton, it just seems like, you know, our normal slow start again, and we came out and gave up some threes, and we were down 8-0 but just to start the game. You know, our biggest problem pretty much all year has been taking care of, you know, the basketball, making good decisions and preventing other teams from just hurting us on the three-point shooting. And it happened again with Norton. And I was proud of our kids from the standpoint that we were down 15 or 17 and came back in the third quarter within four to start the fourth quarter and then gave up a three-pointer. And then I had, I think, one or two turnovers, and just like that, we're out of the game. But pleased with the effort, pleased with the comeback, but we just have to get better. And then last night with Ellenwood, you know, they're young, almost like a brand-new team from a year ago, and pretty much for the first time all year we were able to get on the blocks quickly, and we jumped on them early, and for a change we were able to play, you know, loose, you know, and we've been waiting for that kind of a game, and last night was the first really opportunity we've had.
So, again, you went over Ellenwood on Tuesday night, and you'll move on with the game Friday night at Stockton. It's the team you saw earlier this year in the first round of the Mid-Continent League tournament. You lost 56-44 in that game. What do you have to do different this time against Stockton at their place on Friday?
Well, exactly what we mentioned. You know, we have to give up. You know, we can't give them the big run. You know, we outplayed them for three quarters, I thought. We had one bad quarter, and in that bad quarter, we gave up four threes. And you know, in basketball, it seems like, especially with us, you know, when you give up you know, that many threes, you know, teams shoot well against us from way out there for some reason, and we don't, you know, catch them in a little slow maybe defending, and we were outscored big in one quarter, and that one quarter we can't overcome that kind of play. And so hopefully this time around, you know, we'll play down there at their gym again, and we'll make a better effort for four quarters.
Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for your time this week, and good luck out at Stockton on Friday night.
You bet. Thank you.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
When you go, you're gone. Gone hunting, gone camping, gone off the map. Because when you have a John Deere Gator, nothing is off limits. Go experience the trails at up to 60 miles per hour in the Gator RSX 860i. Its new power steering option makes maneuvering difficult terrain a breeze. So go ahead, get out there. Visit your John Deere dealer today. Go Gator. Visit your Landmark location today, now with 17 locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas to serve you.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Joe Burghardt, head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, finished up the Mid-Continent League tournament since we talked last, and also had Ellenwood, losses to Ellison, went over Trigo, and then the loss to Ellenwood. So kind of a up and down results since we talked last. Overall, what are your thoughts on the way the team finished the tournament with that seventh place finish, 66-58, win over Trigo?
You know, we had a tough game with Trigo. It was a battle all the way through till the end of the game. I know going into the fourth quarter we were tied, and we had a nice strong fourth quarter where we were able to outscore them by eight. But kids fought hard for 32 minutes, and we were able to come away with the win, and so that's always good. We had Ellenwood last night, and they shot the ball extremely well. They made eight three-pointers against us, and we did not do a very good job of closing out on them. And, kids played hard, but we just couldn't overcome giving up too many shots.
So, again, the loss to Ellenwood 59-47 there. You'll get Stockton next. Looks like this is the first time you'll see them this year. You go out to their place. I know they had a couple real tall seniors that were part of the group last year that graduated, so they probably don't have as much size as they have in the past. But when you look at Stockton, what do you expect to see there on Friday night?
Stockton, they're going to be pretty tough again. And, they lost five of their kids that started, but they still have, the Coffee kid coming back who's, he's 6'5". And, they're not real flashy, but they're very sound fundamentally. They rebound and transition well. They stay in front of you on defense, so they do a nice little job. And, offensively, they create some good isolation plays and try to take you one-on-one, and they don't seem to foul a lot, so they're going to be a difficult matchup.
Joe Burghardt, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, we thank you for taking some time this week, Joe, and good luck at Stockton Friday night.
Thanks.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
If you're looking for a new or used tractor to enhance your operation, you'll find a wide selection at your local Landmark Implement. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkTractors.com to see our complete inventory, or visit one of our 17 Landmark locations today and experience the Landmark difference.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Christ and Dalen Rathbun. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Big's Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tesca.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined by Steve Christ, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, a couple games since we last talked, and they've been against the same team. You finished the fifth-place tournament game with a win over Lakeside, 42-33, and then last night you fall 52-32. A little bit different look for your team. You didn't have Grace Walford there in that second game. Definitely takes an inside presence away from your squad, but overall, what are your thoughts of the last couple games that you played against the Lady Knights?
Well, I thought we played really well in the last tournament game. We struggled a little bit in the first half. Grace got in some foul trouble, and just covering their, Miller and Hennis for them, they present matchup problems because they're tall and athletic, and I thought we got some things covered better in the second half, and then we shot the ball really well the second half. That's probably about the best that we've shot the ball from the outside, and when you see that ball go through the hoop, it just keeps your energy up, and we played really well, and I thought a very complete game in that last game of the tournament to get that win. And we had to turn around and play them again last night. Anytime you have to play a team that you're that evenly, matched up with twice in the 1 week, it's going to be tough to win that second game because they're going to make adjustments and have a little bit extra motivation. And then we were one person down with Grace Walford being sick. So I thought we fought pretty hard. We knew we were going to have to hit outside shots consistently because we weren't going to have as much of an inside presence, and we just didn't get them to go down consistently. I thought we played pretty hard on defense and caused them some trouble, but ultimately it came down to, I think, them getting rebounds, putting them back in, and just kind of dominating the paint, and we didn't have much of an inside presence. So I was proud of the way we fought, and we came through it pretty well, and we have some people that are stepping up. So I think I think we got a little bit better and moving in the right direction still.
We have kind of another semi-quick turnaround game on Friday with Natoma, a team that you played last Tuesday at the Northern Plains League Tournament. What do you think about Natoma at their place on Friday night?
Well, they played us tough. We only beat them by 6 here on our court, and so I know they're going to be motivated. They're going to have confidence against us. When we go over there, I didn't think we shot the ball very well the first time we played them, and we get a few of those shots to go in. It's a little bit different game, but you know, Natoma doesn't have a real flashy record, but they are a pretty solid team. They've got a very good guard with Casey, and they've got a very good post with Osmeyer, and the role players are starting to step up and do some more things for them too. So it's not a game that we can take lightly by any means. Hopefully we're healthy and ready to go, but we're going to have to play some good defense. You got to guard the perimeter and guard the inside. So we're going to have to play good defense and rebound. That's kind of been a key for us that we've been focusing on here lately. So going on the road in this league is never easy. So we're going to have to play well to get the job done.
Lincoln Girls Coach Steve Christ here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for your time this week, and good luck at Natoma on Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's Famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
Welcome back at our Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94 with Dalen Rathman, head coach of the Lincoln boys basketball team. Two games since our last chats, Coach. You played St. John's Tipton in the championship game of the Northern Plains League tournament, and kind of early it was okay, but then they started making a run there in the second quarter. They ended up winning at 57-33. Davis Dubert basically unstoppable last week for their team. Had another 27 against you guys. What were some of the things maybe that went wrong for you there in that championship game on Friday night?
Well, I think we tried to press too much a little bit to stop him and didn't take care of the ball because, you know, he can score a lot of points if he has the ball, but he can't score if he doesn't have the ball. So we kind of panicked a little bit and thought we had to win that to score. We've just been patient. I think we've been a little bit closer. I don't know where we won the game, but I think we've been closer.
And you fall 57-33 there. And you move back and jump back with a nice win over Lakeside. Came out real hot early. And I know we led it 32-14 at one point and ended up with a running clock there in the fourth quarter. You win 57-29 against the Lakeside team that's actually been playing better of late and improving. What were your thoughts on the way the kids played there on Tuesday night?
I thought they bounced back pretty well. We tried to do some things to kind of get everybody else involved. And I think Zach Walter come in and he did some rebounding. And I think even Kristen Emmert, our rebounding was a lot better. And then our defensive pressure kind of caused some errors and mistakes for them. And it kind of disrupted their offense a little bit. And that kind of kept them scoring a little bit. So in that point, I think they really improved since the first time I saw them. And I was kind of concerned about them. So we kind of hopefully stepped up a little bit on that. And I think the guys came through it pretty well.
You get set now to play Natoma coming up on Friday. It's a team that's 2-9. And you kind of look at their record, you say, oh, they're 2-9. But, man, they've had a lot of close games this year that they've just fallen on the short end of the stick. And what do you think about Natoma when you go to their place on Friday?
Well, we always make sure that the most important game in the right now is the next game. And so we're going to take them as important, just like we have everybody else. And that's the most important game. And, and we're not going to take them lightly, because I know on the Toma, especially it'll be at the Toma, they're going to be tough. And it seems like they always, like you just said, they always come close, and it's not going to be easy. And I hope that, you know, we're able to go up there and be comfortable, and but still play the game that we're supposed to play, and respect them like we should. So hopefully that'll come and make us get a win.
Dalen Rathman, Lincoln Leopard head coach here in our locker room chats. Again, thanks this week for joining us, Dalen, and good luck out at Natoma Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're with Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, two wins since we talked last. You finished out the Northern Plains League tournament, your third straight league tournament championship, as you went over Southern Cloud 51-31. Kirsten Berger led the way with 18 points for your team in that game. Really jumped on them early and never looked back in that one. What were some of the things that you felt helped lead to another championship in the league tournament?
And that's exactly what we wanted to do. We didn't want to give them any confidence, you know, going into that game. And we thought that, you know, if we could really get a nice lead, you know, we'd feel a little bit more comfortable, play a little bit looser. And you know, I tell you, the girls are really playing hard defense. I think that was the big factor involved. Because of that, it turned into some offensive points for us, too. Shea Lynn's been making some tremendous passes, you know, and she made one in that game, and I was in awe. I was really surprised. You know, Kirsten's been really solid for us. Cassie's stepping up, and you know, it's just really clicking right now.
Had Pike Valley there on Tuesday. You won 67-24, and you mentioned Kirsten and Cassie. Cassie with 19, Kirsten another 18. You know, Pike Valley's not a bad team, and you guys are able to really control them on your home floor on Tuesday.
Yeah, we did. We wanted to keep a tempo. You know, Pike Valley come in hurt, though. Colgren was hurt or is going to have knee surgery, I think, next week. And then Rumpf come in with a sprained ankle and didn't play. So, you know, that factored into it, too,
sure,
for them. You know, they got a short bench the way it is. And when they had to go into it, then it was tough for them. So, but there again, you know, we're running the floor real well with those guys. Cassie had a real quiet 19 points. I didn't realize that at the time, and I was wanting to get her I called a play for her there in the fourth quarter, and I thought, finally, you know, she hit a three, and I thought, finally, we got some points on the board for her. And I didn't realize it. I was shocked to hear that. So, but yeah, I mean, they're playing really well. They're again, you know, moving the ball around, very unselfish of a lot of the girls, and just clicking on defense too.
You go to Glasgow coming up on Friday night, and you know, I've noticed here recently with Northern Plains League basketball, whether it be on the boys or girls side, second time around when you're playing so quick after you played a team in Southern Cloud, sometimes it doesn't go the same way. What do you need to do in Glasgow to make sure that it goes your way again?
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. They're going to be making some adjustments, so we've got to be able to be ready to counter those. You know, we've got to be able to handle the ball a little bit better. You know, that press didn't hurt us too much, but they might tweak it a little bit and give us some fits. So they've got some good solid ball players, so we gotta we've got to minimize the turnovers, get the rebounds, and take care of the ball. So if we can do those things and keep running on people, I think we're going to be okay.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns, during the locker room chats. Again, we thank you for the time this week, and good luck as you travel out to Glasgow on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, joined now by John Bowden, head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. A couple games, coach, since our last chat. You played Tescott in the seventh place game of the Northern Plains League tournament, and they jumped on you 63-46, the final on that one. 59-39 loss to Pike Valley on Tuesday at home. Overall, in these last two games, I know we talked to you this morning on Waterside Wake Up. You said that the team's really starting to get pretty close, but having a tough time turning that corner in the end. What are your thoughts on the last two?
Well, it's a good bad situation. We're playing awfully good ball and just can't finish. And it seems like I told you this morning, a lot of those teams that played Smith Center football in their streaks were just waiting for something bad to happen before the Redmen would capitalize. And it seemed like a little ticky tack foul or a missed free throw or missed two footer or lack of a defensive assignment sent us into a frenzy, and then they go on a pretty good run. And it seemed like any time the other team gets ahead, then we're done. And we're trying to fight through that. That happened both in the Tescott and Pike Valley games. We dominated sections of the game and took the lead, did some really good things, and then had some little thing that just set us off, and then they were able to get the lead, and then the game was pretty much over. And got to fight through that. That's definitely a maturity issue right now, and inexperience issue. And you know, all in all, we're 3-9, but a lot of great things are happening, and really played Pike Valley strong last night for a half and then kind of got away from us, but proud of the effort so far.
You got a good opportunity coming up on Friday. You'll go to Glasgow taking on Southern Clown team that lost last night to Sylvan Lucas. They're 2-10 and 0-5 in the Northern Plains League. What do you think about this matchup coming up on Friday in Glasgow against Southern Clown?
Well, you see them in different periods of scoring. They score a few points and then they seem like they come out real flat. I know Coach Perkins is frustrated and hasn't had real great effort from them, but you know they're going to be hungry for a win, and obviously we've lost a few in a row. We're going to be hungry for a win, so the team that plays the best defense at that turnover is going to win the game, and I hope we can come out and play a strong, aggressive game and take care of business.
John Bowden, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here in the locker room chats. Coach, again, thanks for taking some time again this week, and good luck against Southern Cloud there in Glasgow Friday night.
Yep. Thanks so much, Dusty. Appreciate what you do.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Next Tech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Next Tech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.